I have the wonderful pianist Leif Ove Andsnes here with me talking about a new album in the Mozart Momentum Project, and we're going to tell you what that is. But first of all, I want to welcome you, Leif Ove. We have played many of your recordings here on the station, so it's wonderful to have you talking with us in person here on FM 91.
Thank you very much. It's good talking to you.
Let's talk about Mozart Momentum. You've released one album in the series. Now you have this new double album coming out this month from Sony Classical. And the whole idea here is a turning point in Mozart's life. So you have dates associated with these. The first one was 1785, and now it's 1786. What is the idea behind the music on this album, all of it composed in 1786?
Well, we are calling the project Mozart Momentum, and of course one could argue that every year of Mozart's life was a kind of momentum year, especially if we look at the last 10-15 years of his life and the incredible music. But nevertheless, when it comes to the genre of piano concerto in particular, something special is happening in 1785 with the D minor concerto number 20. It's the first time where, the orchestra begins with very restless, dramatic music. It's also his first concerto in minor key. But more revolutionary than that is that when the soloist enters after a couple of minutes of orchestra introduction, it's with a completely different music from what we have heard the orchestra present. Mm-hmm. And the form of a concerto would always be orchestra presents material that soloist will take over and elaborate on. But here, it's a complete contrast between the orchestra introduction and the soloist entry. And that's revolution. That's something very radical. And we see it in Mozart's next concertos, that he follows up on this and finds it very playful. And, if you then follow what Beethoven, Beethoven sees this and said, oh, that's a great tool what Mozart has given us. And he plays even more with it and makes more crazy things. That when he gets to his fourth concerto, he starts the concerto with the piano instead of the orchestra and so on. So for me, this is the crucial moment of the development of the piano concerto as a genre. And that's why we call the project 1785-86. And these 2 years, then he writes incredible piano concertos.
Well, you have two piano concertos on the second album, 1786, numbers 23 and 24, which are kind of like bookends to some of the other chamber music that you have in between. How did you select these works, and what was the guiding principle for you in finding the Mozart momentum of 1786?
Well, we wanted to play these incredible piano concertos, which in 86 he's developing them in even more symphonic direction. I very rarely play passages completely alone in these concertos. In the previous year there would be more orchestra than piano, than orchestra and, back and forth. Here I'm surrounded by incredible tapestry of sounds in the orchestra. It's very rich. But I wanted to show the diversity of what Mozart did at the time. So we have included the chamber music. The second piano quartet was written in 86, a wonderful B-flat piano trio. I'm playing the rondo in D major. And then not least, this incredible aria for soprano, piano, and orchestra called Ch'io mi scordi di te, with a text from Idomeneo, actually, which is a unique piece in the world. There's nothing like it, where you have these sort of two soloists, the soprano and the piano parts, commenting on this love affair that the soprano is singing about. It's absolutely unique. So it's about showing the diversity of what was going on. And this was a special year in Mozart's life in that he also wrote Marriage of Figaro that year. Yeah. And he revolutionized the opera world with this incredible piece. And so one feels in this other music also that he's very much into operatic thinking.
I've always felt that Mozart brought that drama, that opera, into all of his works. And you make such a strong case here for it really blossoming during this time period for Mozart. It's a beautiful aria that you mentioned, the concert aria on here, and beautifully sung also. Can you talk a little bit about some of the collaborators that worked with you on this recording, not least of which, of course, is the Mahler Chamber Orchestra?
Yeah, I decided to do all the chamber music also with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra members. So it's really a collaborative project with them. But of course, we had to bring in a singer, and we had the wonderful Christiane Karg singing that unique aria, and she has such a velvety, intimate, but also dramatic voice. It was a pleasure to work with her.
Well, I think it's interesting for listeners to know how this was recorded, because I've seen videos of you working with the orchestra, and you're conducting as well. You kind of have them surrounding you. How is that done for you?
Yes. So, it's quite different from the setup when I would work with the conductor, where I would sit with the lid up of the piano and out to the audience. But here I'm sitting inside the orchestra, and there's no lid on the piano. I'm actually sitting with a back to the audience, but with very intimate contact with the orchestra members, which is necessary when you work without a conductor, when I'm also leading. So we see each other very well. We hear each other extremely well, which is so important in these concertos, because there's so much conversation, you know. I have to accompany the bassoon or the oboist or a wonderful viola part, and so it's all about. I feel so much of this music is operatic. It's about human beings. It's about society. Mm-hmm. And then to have this intimate contact with the players is wonderful, and I think it's quite authentic. I think that's how Mozart himself would have played. You know, he wouldn't have had a conductor in between him and the orchestra.
And it sounds that way in the performances, too. That intimacy is shining through in your wonderful performance here.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you, how long have you been thinking about this project? I mean, you mentioned earlier the Piano Concerto No. 20, which you played when you were quite young, yes?
Yes, I played that when I was 14 years old. But this project came out of me doing a Beethoven project when 15, together with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra. Mm. And it was the first time I worked with them over time like that. And it was for me a revelation to work with an ensemble so closely and intimately over a long time. And we had possibilities again and again to revisit the same pieces and to look at new angles, and in the end we did some concerts where I felt there was a freedom and spontaneity, because we simply knew so well what we were doing that we could try out new things, and it was so fresh, and I had never felt like that before. So when we finished that project, we started talking what could be the next, and this is then the sort of follow-up project a few years later, if you want, the Mozart Momentum 1785-86. It got off to a difficult start because of COVID and the pandemic situation, but we have been lucky at least to do a couple of longer tours and to do two recordings. The first recording was made under challenging circumstances in Berlin, basically under lockdown, and with distance between the musicians, and we were not allowed to socialize anything apart from playing on stage. But it felt like such a gift to be able to do that in November of 20 when there were basically no concerts going on. And then now this 1786 album, which we recorded in Musikverein in Vienna a few months ago. And again, we were lucky because the country, Austria, had a lockdown just a week after we finished this concert and this recording. So so in the middle of everything, I'm very grateful that we got so far with this project.
Pianist Leif Ove Andsnes, the album is Mozart Momentum, 1786. There's also 1785, but the The latter one is coming out this month from Sony Classical. Before I let you go, I just want to ask, I want to play something for our audience. What would you suggest for a first-time listener to this album?
It's always difficult to know what gets to you with Mozart, because he has so many faces. Of course, the second movement of the A major concerto, with its sorrowful tunes and incredible haunting instrumentation and everything, is for me always heartbreakingly beautiful. So let's try that one.
Okay. Pianist Leif Ove Andsnes, thank you so much for sharing your music, not just on this album, but the many different albums that we've played over the years here on FM 91. It's been such a joy to talk with you today.
Thanks. Likewise.